Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. Today's idiom is drawing a line in the sand. And it's a little bit different, the episode, because I've been out into nature, I've embodied the saying, I've got all my insights, and then I listened to the recording afterwards and the wind was just so bad that I'm having to sort of read from the transcript. So some of it will be me just sharing what I remember, but I do have notes in front of me because there are certain things that I think that in retelling the story I might forget. So the idiom is drawing a line in the sand. It's a situation where, well, the definition I'm using is it's a situation where we know we need to stop doing something and move into a new way of behaving, a new habit. And therefore the line in the sand is I'm not going back there again. There is another sort of definition about it defining the boundaries in terms of this is my boundary, I'm not going to step beyond it. You could absolutely embody that, but that's not what I'm embodying in this podcast. The other thing to say, I think, is when we're using this idiom is that quite often we're drawing a line in the sand because we've tried to do it before and failed, and therefore other idioms and perhaps episodes that might resonate would be things like going around in circles. And the idiom I'm using today, so do please leave comments for future episodes, is because Lisa on LinkedIn said that she'd, you know, used what I'd shared about picking metaphors in our language when we're stuck and using it to embodying it and getting insight. And so she'd drawn the line in the sand and got insight from it. So I thought, oh, how exciting. I'm going to try and do that today. So thank you very much, Lisa. As ever, it's going to be so much better if you can think of a situation that you need to draw a line in the sand about. Because if you can't, I think you'd be better off thinking of a situation you'd like more insight on and going and reading and listening to a different episode, because it's just not very academic. It's not something that you can listen to me and go, oh yeah, that sounds sensible. It's like it doesn't sound sensible unless you're relating to it. And therefore, there's a part of you that's going, oh yeah, I really understand what she means when she's talking about drawing that line. The other thing that we're doing, and the reason that we use metaphor, is that we're sending the story, the situation, on a coffee break, as I describe it. We're putting that to one side, all of the drama, all of the yes, but this won't work, and they said this is, and all of that narrative that we've got about the situation that's currently keeping us where we are has to go on a coffee break, along with our logical thinking. Absolutely, logical thinking's got a place. We're going to come back to it. But the story, logical thinking, on that coffee break, while we explore it metaphorically. So we're just going to be talking about lines and sand and thinking about what that means later. So assuming you're still listening because you can think of a situation you'd like to draw a line in the sand about, if at all possible, then I'd love you to be out on a beach somewhere or wherever there's sand, able to draw it and follow along with me, because you're going to get so much more from doing that, because you're only ever going to get me sharing what I got. And as I've found about can't see the wood for the trees, every time I go out, you know, even after 20 years of going out into nature and walking with other people still come up with new insight. So those listening, please do send me an email, alison@alisonsmith.co, with what insight you got, and then I can add that to the post that you'll find in the show notes that just gives a bit more information about, oh, actually I tried it and this is what made the difference for me. That's why I absolutely encourage you to do it yourself as well. Anyway, I was at Findhorn, North Scotland, and I was heading for the beach. Sun was rising. I was going for a swim, but it was very, very windy, which is why I'm not able to share with you the original. And even to get onto the sand, it was very precarious as I went down a sort of a barrier of stones. It was quite slippy. And I'll see if we can share a little of that precariousness from the original recording without any of the whoosh of the wind. It's now quite precarious as I go down this pebbly bank. Anyway, and I wondered at the time whether that's something about what happens when we're wanting to draw a line in the sand, that we need to think where the sand is and how we're going to get to it. Because if it's too difficult, we won't bother. And as it happened a lot of in other episodes this year, it's really easy to say, oh, I'm going to draw a line in the sand. I'm going to test the water. I'm going to get to a higher vantage point. But it all requires effort. We need to prepare. We need to get ourselves ready. We can't just, oh, I'm going to draw a line in the sand, drawing the line in the sand, done, dusted. So how can you prepare? I mean, it could be the fact you need to put me on hold, think of a situation, and then going and find some sand, and that's enough. But I think there is that preparedness that we can't just change habits just like that without some thought about, all right, yeah. When am I going to do it? Where am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? As I'm reading my notes about what happened then, was oh, I'm walking down the beach and I saw this nice, pretty stone. And oh, look, a pretty stone. And yeah, it did make me laugh. But it was very much reminded me, because no behaviour when I'm out on one of these landscaping your life walks do I discount. Because it's as if we've taken that situation out with us on the walk. So any behaviour that we exhibit is quite likely to be also a mirror for what's happening in the real life situation. So on the dead end episode I did, oh my God, I mean, I did allow myself to get distracted left, right and centre on that one. On this one, I was only distracted by the stone. But I do think there's something, you know, the similarity between dead ends about drawing a line is about, for me, because it's a pattern I'm noticing, resistance to endings and new beginnings. And therefore that in and of itself may be a different walk that I go on and keep testing out and trying out endings and beginnings, endings and beginnings, endings and beginnings, to give me a visceral experience, if you will, of what that feels like, so that my head goes, oh, that's okay, I can do endings and beginnings. Nothing to worry about. So that's just something for you to think about in terms of, you know, what is the habit about your, what's the recurring behaviour that you have in relation to drawing a line. So I got past those slippy stones. I got past that stone, and then it's like, oh, okay. So there's the big expanse of beach in front of me, and then perfection kicked in, and it's that, oh, well, where do I draw the sand? You know, how long is it? What is it in front of me? Is it behind me? So, and does it matter? And I suppose it for the podcast, it doesn't matter, does it? Because it's about me drawing the sand, line in the sand, and seeing what I notice about where I draw it. And yeah, and not trying to make sense of all of the insights now. It's like, we'll make sense of all of the insights, what that means later. Because the unconscious is making sense of it, and logic's gone on a coffee break, so you've not got logic there to help you anyway. So what I did was drew a number of lines, and I initially drew them with my toe, because I was barefooted. And so I drew the line with my toe, and then it was about a metre long, three feet or something like that. And then I moved on and drew another line. And there wasn't very much conviction. It's like, oh yeah, I've drawn a line, yeah, there you go. But it was sort of half-hearted, I realised, that they were short. I'd drawn a lot of them. You know, I was telling myself I was practising them, but I don't know, because if you think about the situation I'm thinking about, it's like, yeah, I've said I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I've always gone back to the old way of behaving. So those lines were a demonstration for me that the previous lines had been half-hearted, too short. So that gave me a clue as to what I needed to do in the future, I suppose. The fact that, oh no. So what I realised, there weren't any sticks. I think I might have drawn it with a stick had I had one to hand. But I actually had to use my finger. So I had to bend down with conviction and draw the line, not just half-heartedly just put my foot out and go, that'll do. I also realised that it needed to have an end. Both ends of the line had to have a sort of a fixed end. And everybody said to me since, oh, I'm surprised you did it that way on. And I'll put some pictures on the post that will be linked to in from the show notes. Is I did it at 90 degrees to the sea. So one end of the line finished at the sea, and then another end of the line was a big rock that was at the side of the beach. And it did, for me, the line absolutely shouldn't have been parallel with the sea coming in. Now, I don't know that there's any meaning for me in that, but it is quite interesting that a lot of people thought that they would have drawn it the other way around. So again, think about if you're drawing the line in the sand, what happens if you draw the line 90 degrees or 180 degrees? If you shift the line, 180 is going to make no difference with a line. if you draw it 90 degrees differently from what you started, does that make a difference? And you're only going to know if you try. I mean, this is definitely one of those, what's she talking about? If you're just listening, whereas if you're thinking about it and applying it to your risk situation, oh my God, that's the reason I've not stepped over the line. It's never worked in the past because I've been drawing the line in the wrong direction. So this one absolutely had to be a long line. It had to be specific ends and start points. And although the idiom is drawing a line in the sand, there was absolutely something about, but I need to now step beyond it. I need to step beyond it, move beyond it, and see what happens. So I'd drawn the line, I'd drawn that much longer line, and I stepped over the line. And then it's as if I got a real shock. And it's such a pity you can't hear the realisation that I got at the time. Because it was, oh, that's what's happened in the past. I've looked back. It's as if in the past, the reason that I've, you know, this circling pattern, this recurring pattern, this recurring habit, is because I've looked back. I've stepped over the line and then I've looked back, and then something has just dragged me back in again. Either, you know, I've seen something, I've done, it's like, it's exactly about the circling insight that I got in the last episode. The fact that when we've been doing a particular habit for some time, we absolutely have to get out of that environment. We have to move ourselves so we're not seeing the things that trigger us to actually run the old habit. We might be able to go back at some point, but certainly in the first few days, in order to embed a new habit, we need to not look back. And I stepped over the line and then I started, now bearing in mind I've got arthritic knees, I mean one new knee, but the other one's still arthritic. And so I don't run, but there was a real need to run from the line. It's like I've stepped over the line and now I need to put some distance between me and the line and what it represented behind the line. To not look back. And that to me was huge. It was not going, I suppose if I now relate it to the real life situation I'm wanting to draw a line on, it's not about going over and over, was I right, shouldn't have done that, oh perhaps, you know, and going back and regurgitating and retelling the old story. It's, no, I'm going to make a new story. I've made the decision. I've crossed the line. I've left what's not of and for my highest good behind me. And I'm now moving into a new way of being. And therefore, I have to immerse myself in that new way of being, be in that new way of being, and give this new way of being chance to embody me, to enliven me, to inspire me, not keep dipping my toe back in what I know wasn't serving me and what I have decided I'm moving away from. So I think the takeaway for me is that doing what I need to do to commit to that new way of being, to not put myself in situations where I might just automatically run the old pattern because I'm in that same situation, I'm with that same person or whatever, that automatically means that I find it easy to run that old familiar pattern. I say, no, I need to be in a new environment. So do share with me any insights that you've got from that. And or if you decide to do the drawing a line that's the barrier, sort of setting a boundary over which you won't step and exploring what that's like. Is it about bringing the barrier in? Is it about pushing the barrier out? Does that therefore mean it's not a line and it's really a circle? You know, they're the sorts of things that if I was with you, I'd be exploring with you in terms of saying, is it a line or is it I need to draw a circle in the sand, or is it I need to draw a square, or do I need to draw a spiral? I don't know. There's lots of different ways that we could take this. And of course, each episode I'm just taking quite often the direction of travel just in one direction, which is why, to be fair, the last couple of episodes have been a revisiting of, you know, we're revisiting going around in a circle, because I got new insight. Because every time I go out, that's why the last two series of the podcast have been me going out into nature, because it's not me, other than today where I am regurgitating what happened last week. But it's not me going back 6 months or 2 years or 10 years and going, oh, when one person came with me, this is what happened. I'm going out with today's energy, with what's happening for me today, and saying, this is what I'm noticing, and inviting you to do the same. Now I'm going to finish my podcast as I have everyone this series and share with you a poem on the subject of drawing a line in the sand. And this is the last of this series. I'll be coming back, I think, fairly shortly. I haven't quite decided on dates, but please let me know if there's any idioms you would like me to be embodying so that I can be doing that and getting ready for the beginning of the next series. So thank you very much for your continued support, and yeah, see you soon. Drawing a line in the sand. Oh, so many times I've drawn a line in the sand, wanting to walk away from that which no longer serves. Too many times walking away, only to return, like a moth to the flame, forgetting my desire to be free of its enchantment. How then do I draw the line and then walk away from that line, knowing I will not step back over the line again, nor will I return? What is a difference that will make the difference? For some, it may be the length of line, the direction of line, the breadth and shape of the line, or the commitment with which the line was drawn. Instead of half-hearted drawing, it certainly requires convicted drawing, letting go of the perfection needed for the drawing too, taking time to adequately plan the drawing, and certainly a lack of distraction. It's not, though, just about drawing the line. It's about our actions thereafter. Seeing the line and then stepping away from it. Turning our back on the line, never to look back. To park the old story, to lock it away and throw away the key. And commit to starting a new story. A story that supports and nourishes. When will you draw that line in the sand? If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.